Pirates versus Tyrants. This is the Tom Wren Show, where we practice piracy on the enemies of freedom and liberty.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the show. You know, literally, America's on fire. Literally, we are burning. There's fire, there's burning, there's chaos, mostly at peaceful protests. Peaceful protests tend to have a lot of fire and burning these days. You can always tell how peaceful a protest is because you ever met someone who says, you know, I just got to tell you, I'm a really smart person, and then they go on to say the stupidest thing you've ever heard? Well, in the same way, you can always tell how the protests are looking, because as soon as the media describes it as a peaceful protest, you can pretty well bank on the fact that it is anything but, and that if you're going to be in that area, you should wear at least 3 bulletproof vests and be driving a tank. And as is the case, well, this is where I want to start the show. I really want to hit some of this stuff, because the peaceful protests that we're having right now are stemming from racism. No, I've not lost my mind. And yes, I did say that. It does. It stems from racism. But here's the thing. The racism I'm talking about is not because there's a whole bunch of people wearing Klan's outfits and those sorts of things. The racism I'm talking about is an artificial race war being stoked by a bunch of leftist lunatics. That's the problem. And I don't think there's any better example of the problem then Representative Ilhan Omar, who might be the worst human being on the planet. I actually think she's smarter than AOC, which is like, I don't know, that could mean she has 3 brain cells. But she is, just horrible. She's an awful human being. Why do I mean that? Now, I can't please don't message me about this. I don't judge people. I judge their actions. Her actions are atrocious. I'm going to read this to you. This is her tweet, and I quote, "As the only African-born, not being on the Africa subcommittee is not just an elimination of a unique voice, but an elimination of all the voices that have never been heard on a committee on the continent. It's racist, xenophobic, and discriminatory." That was Ilhan Omar griping because McCarthy is smart enough to be throwing her off of the subcommittee. Now, interestingly enough, we have a bunch of spineless, wussy Republicans in the House who are trying to say, well, maybe we shouldn't throw her off. We shouldn't do tit for tat. We shouldn't do that. Okay, so I just want you guys to know that those guys need to be thrown out of the Republican Party immediately. Anyone who is against defeating the people who hate America, like Ilhan Omar, should be thrown out of the Republican Party. These are not Republicans. These are rhinos. You can tell if it's a rhino because anybody who is saying, well, we need to keep Ilhan Omar on the subcommittee, they are rhinos, right? So let's get rid of them immediately. Let's thank McCarthy for trying to throw this piece of garbage off. And then let's talk about her racist behavior. What? Oh, boy. Here we go. I'm going to get into all sorts of trouble, right? Because I'm calling a person of color racist. And I if you look at me, I'm double checking. I'm looking into the camera right now. No, I am not a person of color. Okay. So how could I be so horrible as to say such a thing? Well, because I don't like racism. I'm standing up against racism. So to my mind, the man, the hero, the guy we look to address race issues, Martin Luther King, always been someone I've admired. And I always go back to the content of the character over the color of our skin. I always go back to his I Have a Dream speech, where throughout, and we did a whole bunch on this show about the I Have a Dream speech. But throughout that speech, you find all sorts of references to people being able to get along, to people not being judged by their skin color, but rather by who they are and what they do. Racism means looking at someone and making judgments or making decisions about them based on their race. That is what Ilhan Omar is doing. She deserves, in her mind, to be on this because she's a certain color. She's a certain this. She's a certain that. Oh, and she was born in Africa. I'm sorry. That doesn't entitle you to crap. And by the way, if you didn't hate this country so bad and suck so bad as a rep, you might still be there. But since you have openly talked about how you hate America as it was founded, you have openly discussed the fact that you do not like anything about this country, but yet it's the country that gave you your position. Listen, you don't belong on the committee. You don't actually belong in Congress. You belong in a dumpster somewhere, but that's another story. Okay, so Ilhan Omar is the problem. This entitled garbage that comes from these people. Now, I deserve to be there because I was born in Africa. No, you don't deserve to be there. The color of your skin, your origin, none of this stuff matters. You're a racist. Ilhan Omar is a racist. That's all there is to it. She's a bigoted racist. She's out here telling me that we should give her some sort of a something because of who she is or where she's from. That's garbage. The only thing she deserves is an equal opportunity. And she's a congressman in the United States. I would say she's had some sort of an opportunity. She's done okay, right? She's made it to Congress, but apparently Ilhan Omar, that's not enough for her. She deserves to be on a committee because life has slighted her so badly. She made it to the United States. She made it to Congress. What life has been so difficult for her that, you know, suddenly she deserves more? This is nonsense. You don't deserve something because of the color of your skin. I don't care what color that is. You don't deserve things because of your national origin. You don't deserve things because of your religion. You earn things. What's the only thing that you deserve is freedom and an equal opportunity to do with that freedom what you choose. And that's what she's fighting against. The very freedom that provided her an opportunity to get to Congress in the greatest nation on the planet is something she is against. She doesn't want others to have that opportunity. She doesn't want others to have that. That should be reserved for her because she was the only African-born and is not on the committee. What does that have to do with anything? She's a terrible representative. Absolutely terrible. I mean, it doesn't, everything she says is terrible. She does not like this country else it was founded. So why in the hell would we want her on the committee? I don't even want her in Congress. She had an opportunity. She blew it. She blew it by being a terrible elected official. So, you know, I think it's time that we quit cowering. We quit saying these things. We quit saying, oh, no, we don't want to offend Ilhan Omar. We might offend somebody. Bull crap. Let's talk about, you want to talk about offensive? Imagine being a person of color and being told that you don't have the capacity to be successful without me handing you something. That's offensive. Offensive is you being a person of color and some white liberal moron saying to you, well, clearly you're lesser than me, so I've got to give you this and this and this. That patronizing garbage is an insult. That is an absolute insult. I would be insulted beyond words. Martin Luther King Jr., one of the greatest heroes in American history, one of the greatest leaders, stood for the civil rights movement when it was as hard to stand for as he could, said he wants people to be judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. Ilhan Omar says, I want everything because of the color of my skin. It doesn't seem to mesh to me. Those two things don't fit together. But yet we have all sorts of problems. We don't want to address this. We don't want to call a racist a racist. And that is precisely what we're dealing with here. We are dealing with people who are racist. The entirety of CRT, the entirety of this nonsense that we have going on, this is racist beyond words. It is not acceptable to judge a person by the color of their skin. We have to provide equal opportunity to everybody. Now, sometimes people are born into different stations. There are children of every color, every race, every creed, every religion who are born into situations that are horrible. Every single one. But we've spent the last 50 years with government giveaway programs and other programs to try and eliminate the disparity of where we came from to provide for equal outcomes. And every one of them have failed. Every one of them. The only thing that we can do in this country is preserve an equal opportunity and recognize that that equal opportunity will never come in the way of providing an equal outcome from the parents, right? You can't do it. It won't work. Some people work hard. Some people don't. Some people are smart. Some people are not. We're all built differently. The best you can do is give everybody a chance to do the best with what they have and get out of the way. Some will rise to the top, some won't. That's life, right? But you can't say, well, you're this color or you're that color, so we should give you this or give you that. That's insulting and racist. It is absolutely racist. And I've really got a problem with this racism. You know, when I was a kid, I remember meeting, you know, because I grew up in the 80s, and we were on the backside of, I would say, you know, a lot of the segregation. I don't really see much of it anymore. There's still some bigots out there, mostly in the Democrat Party, but a lot of that has gone the wayside. But I do remember when I was a kid, I do remember some of the older generation who were bigots, and I hated it. I remember how uncomfortable it made me because it didn't make sense to me, right? Because I always learned that God made us all equal. We all bleed red. You know, you fast forward to the 90s and the 2000s, and I really felt like as a society, we'd moved on past this. Then I just, over the last decade or so, I've really been upset because I see us moving back towards this racist, bigoted approach to things. You know, racism literally means judging people based on the color of their skin. That's precisely what it is. But now we have these racists like Ilhan Omar out there telling us that if we don't look at your skin color, there's something wrong. That's the antithesis of what Martin Luther King fought for. He fought for equality and judgment based on character, not color. I refuse to stand as my country moves back into racism. I refuse to stand for it. I am absolutely against racism in every form. I do not believe we judge one person based on the color of their skin, only the content of their character. And I will not stand aside and quietly watch as we move into a bigoted, racist nation again. We fought hard to get past that. Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, that generation fought so hard to end the segregation. And, you know, they had fought that. They were on the tail end of a 100-plus-year fight. Started with the Civil War, where we ended slavery. And yeah, I know what the Civil War is about. I don't want to get into that nonsense. But slavery was an actual legitimate component of the war. Okay, I understand the states' rights arguments, all this, that, and other. But let's be realistic. Slavery was a major part of this. We had the Civil War. We ended slavery. We fought for 100-plus years to end segregation, things like that. Passed a lot of good laws that facilitated that. And, you know, we got to a point where we were really moving towards eliminating judgment based on color. Now we have a group of people who just aren't content with that. They don't want equality. They want to restoke, refight the race wars. And it needs to not be, it's not acceptable. God made us all equal. We all bleed red, and I refuse to participate in this. This is a really foundational issue because right now we're seeing a lot more issues come up because of the division that's being sowed on this. And it's an interesting thing to see how this happens, right? So these people who are pushing racism again, well, you know, everybody is against discriminating against people of color. So now what they've done is this is very insidious and clever. They're still discriminating. They're still pushing racism, the same race wars that they've been pushing forever. But instead of saying, well, we're discriminating against someone because of this, that, or the other, they say, oh, well, we've got to give extra help to someone because of the color. you're still doing it because of the color of skin over the content of character. That is what Martin Luther King said he did not want. That is what I do not want. I want everybody to be loved as brothers and sisters, regardless of race, creed, or religion. In this country, we have freedom, and we have to fight for freedom. Freedom doesn't mean that we give you a leg up because of the color of your skin any more than it means we put you behind an eight ball because of the color of your skin. It means that everybody has an opportunity. The opportunity under the law is equal. Now, the opportunity under life will never be equal because that would require equal outcomes and that can never be provided. But the opportunity under the law is equal. That's what we want. The racist nonsense that people like Ilhan Omar are pushing is unacceptable, and it's beneath the dignity of a House rep, or at least it should be. Unfortunately, and anybody who's anywhere near the squad, as these buffoons like to call themselves, it's certainly not beneath them. So, well, we have a lot more on this, but for right now, I want to suggest that you get yourself some Kofix if you haven't bought it yet. Kofix is a great product. We push it here. They're great supporters of our network. Kofix, just like, you know, I talk about this every show. You wash your hands if you get sick. If you get sick, you know, infected sinuses, you wash your sinuses. It gets rid of the germs. It limits your sickness, helps you recover. If you use the OutLoud code at checkout, if you click on the banner ad and you use the OutLoud code, you're going to see a huge, huge discount, and it's going to be a great thing to have, right? You're going to have these great products. It's going to keep you healthy, going to keep you safe. You need to get some of this, and you need to get some now. I kind of feel like I need to wash something every time I walk or talk about Ilhan Omar or this group of, I hate even calling them the squad. It's the dumbest. Who calls themselves this? What are we, junior high? Oh, we're the squad. And these people are the dumbest people. You get called Congress people. It's just dumb. We'll be right back.
Cold and flu season is here. Wouldn't it be great if you had a way to minimize airborne viral threats? Well, now there is, and it's a povidone iodine-based antiviral nasal spray called Kofix RX. You might even say it's just what the doctor ordered. To reduce your chance of getting hurt, you wear a safety belt when you're driving. To limit sun damage, you wear sunscreen on the beach. Kofix RX is just like that. It's an additional layer of protection. It's sold by thousands of pharmacists and medical doctors nationwide. It's made right here in the USA. Again, it's a povidone iodine-based antiviral nasal spray. You've heard them talk about it here on the OutLoud Network over and over again. Check out KofixRx.com. That's KofixRx.com for a retailer near you, or use coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off at KofixRx.com.
These days, every time you turn on the news, it seems like there's a new threat to your health. Maintaining a strong immune system has never been more critical. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost to help you strengthen your immunity. Unlike other supplements that don't work, Immune Super Boost is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed nutrients proven to support immunity, like vitamin C, D3, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea. These physician-formulated gels come in a small gel pack. Tear off the top and shoot it down, or mix it in water. Boost your immunity. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD.
Hello, I'm Ben Marble, MD, and I founded MyFreeDoctor.com as a donation-supported, faith-based nonprofit with a mission to save lives by delivering free doctor visits to patients in all 50 states of America. MyFreeDoctor.com treats a broad range of health concerns like COVID-19, long COVID, sinus infections, urinary tract infections, rashes, medication refills, and more. So please visit MyFreeDoctor.com, where we're healing America one person at a time.
Okay, folks, welcome back. Welcome back. I figure that first segment ought to cause enough trouble for me. I mean, I'm hoping I get some hit pieces done on me or something. I mean, someone should do something. I do believe I might be the most censored person on the planet. And I know that's saying something because, you know, they've gone way out of their way to shut up a lot of people. But I'm feeling a lot like Alex Jones level here in terms of the censorship because, man, I can't even get hit pieces on me. At least Alex can get his hit pieces. I can't get it. I can't even get that. You know, I try. But I'm not done with this, right? I am not done because I'm 46 years old and I have spent the majority of my adult life hearing and fighting because I believe that racism is one of the most rotten, awful things on the planet. You dislike someone because of the color of their skin? See, like, I don't think you should dislike or judge anybody based on things they can't control, right? You can't control what color your skin is. You can't control, you know, your lots of things. There's certain things that are just out of your control. Like, we can judge you on your behavior, but that's what Martin Luther King said. We kind of judge people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. That's what we deserve, right? We all deserve to be judged by that. So this whole thing has me all fired up because I'm tired of these bigots. And the only thing worse than these bigots are these weak-kneed, wussy Republicans who have absolutely zero testicular fortitude to stand for anything, but then want me to vote for them. So speaking of that, right? So we've moved on. I'm still on this whole bigot thing because I do not like the racists. But we're going to move on from dingbat Ilhan Omar, who is, you know, quite clearly a racist, who thinks that she deserves something because of the color of her skin. She thinks that she deserves different treatment under the law because of the color of her skin. What? Tell me that's not racist. But anyways, now we're going to move on to Jim Jordan. So, you know, Jordan is a he's outspoken. A lot of people like him because he's outspoken. And I personally like a lot of what he says. You know, I don't love that he's been so hard to get to come out on the vaccines. I think that that seems political to me, but I love a lot of what else he's done. I support him very, very much on many of his fights. And I love a lot of the things that he's been on. Well, Jordan was just on, what was it, Meet the Depressed, just the sad, sad, sad Meet the Press show, which is still running after like 185 years. I mean, what is this, the longest running show that no one watches in history? But anyways, Jordan was on there, and the title of this story: Jim Jordan slammed for particularly offensive remarks about Tyre Nichols' beating death. Okay? Particularly offensive. Okay, so let's talk about this. Jim Jordan goes on Meet the Depressed with Chuck Todd. And let me tell you what his particularly offensive remark was, right? Now, This Tyre Nichols thing, right? So you got five Memphis police officers, all of whom were the same skin color as the guy that they beat to death, right? So this wasn't race. Race had nothing to do with this. Although I think that many in the Antifa movement are very sad about that because they would love to have a good excuse to burn more things as if they need one. But you know, it was no good, right? I mean, I don't know. I don't know the details of the incident or anything like that, but I really don't think there's ever a good reason for police to overreact like that. I just haven't gotten into what happened there. I don't really know, but what I do know is that Jim Jordan's particularly offensive remark was, "I don't know that there's any law that can stop the evil that we saw. No amount of training is going to change what we saw in that video." Okay. So he called it evil. And you know, I mean, I saw I've seen a little bit about this beating that occurred. And it does. It looks really terrible. But I also know that I tend to reserve judgment on anything with this because anything related to the police gets played as though the police are evil. And boy, at this point, it's hard to trust what they say about the police and the media. You know, I'm generally very much pro-police. That said, I do agree that we need some, I don't know if people know this about me. I'm actually a big proponent of criminal justice reform. Huge proponent. I don't think that the criminal justice system's all that fair. I think that a lot of, I don't think that it's so much racist as I think that it's just very biased against people who don't have money. And a lot of minority communities, but it's not just minority communities. I mean, it doesn't matter what color you are. I don't know many judges or lawyers that are racist. I don't know of any that are. What I see, though, is that if you've got the money for a great lawyer, you get great representation. If you don't, you don't. And God bless the criminal defense attorneys, especially the public defenders. Those guys, those public defenders out there doing yeoman's work. I mean, they got no budget. They have overworked. It's just not even, it's not even close, you know. So the idea that these guys are getting a fair shake compared to what a rich guy gets is ludicrous. It's not happening. So with all that in mind, you know, my view on this is a little bit more nuanced than I can get into in a real short segment, and I don't want it to be the focused. But, you know, what Jordan said is not wrong, right? It's already illegal for cops to beat somebody to death. They've already been trained not to do that. What's wrong with what he said? I mean, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong. Jim Jordan is correct. You know, these guys, they probably broke the law, and they certainly weren't following training. And there are five of them. I think that, you know, they'd have been able to restrain this guy a little bit better than that. Right? So what's wrong with what he said? How is that particularly offensive? Are we going to pass another law so that they break more laws? I mean, this is, well, you know, I'll tell you what this is. So we have GOP campaign consultant Susan Del Percio. I don't know if that's how you say her name. But the fact that she's a GOP campaign consultant is just a travesty, to be honest. She goes, this GOP campaign consultant, GOP, right? So supposedly a Republican, goes on MSNBC and says, there are so many things that have happened over the years that should be bringing both parties together, but they don't. That's true. That's because the Democrats don't want to bring anything together. They just want to defeat Republicans and push communism. What she says, but she goes on to say, Susan Del Percio, which if you have hired her and she's your GOP campaign consultant, you really need to fire her and the company that she works with because she's apparently not a very good consultant for the GOP. Very good if she was a Democrat consultant, but this doesn't sit to my mind and in my opinion with the, but anyway, says, what I find particularly offensive about Jim Jordan's argument about no law would change what happened in this incident, she continued. It's the same line they use when it comes to gun safety. It's not about the individual. As horrific as it is, and of course, it is for the family member, but what it represents as having systemic problem in our policing our cities. What she's saying here is well, but they don't. This is why they don't want to pass more gun control. So we have a GOP campaign consultant, Susan Del Percio, who is on MSNBC, home of leftist lunacy, griping and complaining. Because Jim Jordan said, well, they already broke the law. What's another law going to do? I mean, he's right. Now, this is like, hey, we need to pass gun control. You're right, because, I mean, a guy who's going to murder you clearly wouldn't use a knife instead of a gun. Oh, I'm sorry, guns are illegal. I can't shoot you. I'm going to have to go get a knife. I mean, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And yet this woman is a campaign consultant? Who the hell is she campaign consulting for? It certainly should not be the GOP. It says she's a GOP campaign consultant. Yet somehow she's on MSNBC pushing Democrat talking points. What the hell is going on here? I just don't understand this. I don't understand. This is the problem, right? So the Republicans they're getting their advice from people like Susan Del Percio, who's telling them, don't have a spine. Don't even suggest that maybe, you know, the problem is the people that broke the law. I mean, I don't know. I'm pretty sure there's already a law in the books that says you don't beat people to death. I mean, call me silly. I guess I'm not licensed in wherever that happened. I think it's in Tennessee, right? I'm not licensed to practice law in Tennessee. So maybe, I don't know. Maybe in Tennessee, it's legal for you to beat people to death. I'm thinking it's not, though. Another law is going to help. I think we need gun control. Gun control would definitely fix this, right, Susan? Someone needs to give her a promotion. She sounds like she should be, she ought to be working for Mitch McConnell. I'll bet you Mitch McConnell will hire her. I mean, I would think that he'd hire her, you know. I don't know. This is just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You know, these people are just... But Susan Del Percio is a GOP campaign consultant. Okay. This ties back into this bigotry, right? All right, because we have anytime there's a police killing, we see that there are marches, and BLM is out there all over it, Antifa's all over it, even though this was everybody was the same color here. Still, there's a problem with racism in the justice system. There is a problem in the justice system. I am 100% on there. But the problem in the justice system is, I don't know any racist judges. Not one. I really don't. In fact, I'm thinking through, and I don't think I've ever met a judge that's a racist. I know a lot of them who'd be very offended if you said something racist. I know a ton of lawyers who would be very offended and absolutely refuse to talk to you if you were some sort of a racist. But I don't know a single judge or lawyer not one that's a racist. There are problems in the criminal justice system. They're related to unequal application of the law, and that unequal application tends to be more based on your financial position than the color of your skin. That's the reality. But Antifa and BLM need to use this as a fundraising opportunity and an opportunity to cause destruction and chaos in America. So they're out there doing that, right? People like Susan Del Percio, who should be hired by ED leader McConnell to manage his flaccid response to everything, are the reason that we have reactions to things like what we had in Minnesota. What happened in Minnesota? Well, Golden Valley, Minnesota, according to the Police Tribune, police chief of Golden Valley, who took the helm of the department just 6 months ago, made a public apology for posting a thin blue line flag image to social media for National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. That's right, folks. That's right. The police chief, Chief Virgil Green, on National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, posted a thin blue line flag. By the way, I am relatively sure there's a picture here, and unless the picture is of someone else, Chief Virgil Green appears to be a person of color. Somehow he needed to apologize for posting a thin blue line thing, right? Because supporting the police is what? Racist? If you live in a crappy high crime neighborhood, don't you want some police there? Unless you're a criminal. the criminals don't like the police there because it really screws with things, right? I mean, it's hard to shoot people and sell drugs to kids and, you know, do horrible things if you have police there. But I'm thinking that the law-abiding citizens are generally pretty glad to have police presence in bad neighborhoods. Go figure. Only people who don't like to see police in their neighborhood are people who are doing things that are terrible. I mean, yeah, I know a number of police officers. I'm friends with the local police chief. Pretty sure that he doesn't go around saying, oh, there's an African-American or a Latino or whatever. We need to go beat that guy up. Does anybody think that that's happening? It's not. If you think that, we really need to address some issues here. I mean, your head is buried way too far up your rear. But this guy, the police chief, Chief Virgil, cannot post something to support his own people. Just like Jim Jordan can't say the obvious. They already broke the law. Why the hell would a new law do any more? It is ridiculous. Meanwhile, we have Antifa burning cities, causing trouble, and all sorts of other problems. But no one's talking about that. BLM refuses to disavow violence. They say violence is always on the table. Really? Really? Can you imagine if Trump would have said violence is always on the table? I mean, he disavowed violence on January 6th, yet they tried to tie it to him. BLM's out there, no, we're definitely not going to talk down on violence. You got to be kidding me. I need you guys to go to tomrenz.com. I need you to support my sponsors. Napudi, we got MyPillow, use Renz at the checkout. We've got bh-pm.com. I really want you guys to get involved with that. I need you guys. You got to get some investment money. Take some of your investment money and put it into gold, silver. You got to have some stability. The markets are bad. They're trying to crash them. bh-pm.com. Tell them Tom Renz sent you. But, you know, I need your support. Sign up for our Substack. Sign up for our newsletter. We have got to build an army of patriots, patriot lawyers, patriot warriors, patriots who are willing to stand against this stupidity. When we come back after the break, I'm going to tell you about a group of patriots that got a huge boot of out in Seattle. They stood up against Antifa. But we need people to stand. So go to tomrenz.com, sign up for the Substack, support us. You know, help us in any way you can. Share us on social media. We'll be right back, and I'll tell you a whole bunch more stuff.
We are fighting the ultimate fight between good and evil. AmericaOutloud.com replaces groupthink with innovative think. Well, it was Walt Whitman, the poet, who said, "Keep your face always toward the sunshine, and shadows will fall behind you." America Out Loud Talk Radio, liberty and justice for all.
We know you love the versatility and portability of the Genesis Fogger, but sometimes you just want to set it and forget it. Well, we heard you. Introducing the UX4 HOCL Atomizer. This stationary unit quietly protects you and is perfect for smaller spaces. With over 250,000 units sold in Japan, it's now available in the United States. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to see the UX4 in action and receive a 15% discount on either Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
You wouldn't go a day without brushing your teeth or washing your hands. What about washing your nose? I mean, your nose does filter the air you breathe, air loaded with bacteria, viruses, and irritants. Make nasal hygiene part of your routine with Clear. No messy bottles to fill, no drowning sensation. Clear is a natural drug-free saline with the added benefit of xylitol, which blocks bacterial and viral adhesion. Available in stores and online at clear.com. That is X-L-E-A-R.com.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. So, boy, this is, I've just been on a tirade here. It is an absolute tirade today, but it's an anti-racism tirade. I'm just done with the bigots. I'm done with the racist. I'm done with the Ilhan Omar racist people out there. It's wrong, and I don't have to stand for it. I don't, and I won't. And as you all know, I tend to speak out. Well, you know, we talked in the previous segment about the Minnesota police chief who had the courage to post his thin blue line thing and then had to apologize for it because, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. Well, meanwhile, there are people that are taking a stand on this. And I got a huge boot out of this. And, you know, I don't advocate for violence, but I do believe in self-defense. And I got a huge boot out of these Antifa buffoons in Seattle decided to, do what they do, which is to cause trouble and try and intimidate people and act all big and tough. But they're a bunch of little cowards hiding behind masks. I mean, it's little weenies. You know, if you're not proud enough of what you're doing to do it without wearing a mask, then you shouldn't be doing it. But no, these guys, they have to hide behind their masks and try and intimidate and harass people. Well, in all of all places, Seattle is tired of it. So a group of people in Seattle got bossy about it, and there's a tweet going around, and it shows these guys. They got sick of the Antifa guys, so they went and they kicked their butts. It's pretty funny. I got a huge boot out of these little whiny Antifa weenies getting their butts kicked. So, you know, it's not, we the people are not stupid. We know racism is when you discriminate based on the color of someone's skin. You can't tell us that discriminating based on the color of someone's skin is wrong and then do it yourself and tell us that it's okay when you do it. The color of your skin should not matter, only what you do, the content of your character. Thank you, Dr. King. Well, like I said, the people of Seattle, yeah, I think they probably had enough after the last Antifa disaster, so they don't seem to be too willing to tolerate that. And they've stepped up, and the reason they stepped up is because of exactly what we see occurring in another article by Valiant News. Valiant News did an article on the president, the Donald, speaking out about these violent and vicious anti-police riots in Atlanta. Now, I am looking at a tweet from ABC News that says six people were arrested after peaceful protest over proposed police training ground turned violent in Atlanta. Okay. That tweet has a video paused with a vehicle on fire in the background. Peaceful protest turned violent. Peaceful protest. Because clearly, when you go out to do a peaceful protest, you bring the stuff to burn vehicles and you bring fire bombs and you bring those sorts of things. I mean, you know, I'm not a protest guy, right? I'm just not a guy you're going to see standing on the road doing that sort of thing. But I spoke at rallies and different things like that. And, you know, I know for sure that if I was going to go to a peaceful protest, I would definitely want to take some fire bombs to make sure that nobody else was going to use them, right? I mean, come on, folks. This stuff is burning. You know, they're throwing bricks. They're doing the different things. There was never anything peaceful about this. This is a bunch of Antifa thugs and garbage, just whiny little. And, you know, here's the thing. A lot of these guys have been arrested. And here's what's amazing. A lot of the Antifa buffoons that have been arrested are little white privileged weenies from leftist families. They're just little weenies. What was the kid's name? One of these kids was actually, I think, the son of a congresswoman. I think I saw that. I have to look and see if we can find the name. But just these children, I mean, these Antifa, they look like derelicts. Like, it's no wonder they wear masks. You look at them, you'd laugh at them. Can't be taken serious if you could see their face. Because they're a joke. And 98-pound little weaklings. How's that? Is something wrong with that? I'm sure there's something wrong with that. Yeah, well, we know it's racist for you to work out and for you to be a Riley Dowell. Yeah, Riley Dowell. Whose child was Riley Dowell? Is that the congressperson? 23-year-old Riley Dowell, whose birth name is Jared, charged with assault. Riley Dowell is Democrat Catherine Clark's non-binary child who was arrested in an Antifa protest. Do I have to say anything else? Can I just leave that pause there? We'll just leave a little pause for you to think about the fact that what did I just say? Quote, last night, this is the quote from this wonderful, brilliant congressperson, Democrat Catherine Clark, right? Last night, my daughter was arrested in Boston, Massachusetts. I love Riley, and this is a very difficult time in the cycle of joy and pain in parenting. This will be evaluated by the legal system, and I am confident in the process, Clark wrote Sunday. Again, non-binary Antifa child who I am proud of. I mean, who wouldn't be proud of that? And by the way, please look up a picture of this 23-year-old. I don't even know how to describe this creature, but look it up and tell me, wouldn't you be proud if that was your offspring? Now, I will tell you, I'm a dad and my kids don't always do what I want them to. And I understand that. And it's not, sometimes good families do create bad kids. It does happen. I mean, look at poor Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. I mean, he's a great guy when he's had the children feeling up his legs at the pool. Somehow he managed to not turn out a good kid. I don't know how that could be, but that said, this is an absolute joke. I mean, it's ridiculous. But anyways, so we've got people like this. This is what we're looking at with Antifa, a bunch of little privileged leftist weenies who are out causing trouble, burning things, breaking things, rebelling against the country that gave them all the privilege that they get. By the way, tell me that these kids aren't privileged. The non-binary child of a congresswoman, right? Clearly, this is someone from the streets fighting for their survival, right? Because that's what Antifa is. Bunch of buffoons. Well, President Trump spoke out about this. And one of the things that he pointed out was the George Soros issue. What's the George Soros issue? Well, as Trump suggested, Soros has spent approximately $40 million to fund races of at least 75 progressive weak on crime prosecutors across the country. I don't know about the numbers. I don't know about that. I haven't verified any of that. What I do know, though, is that Soros has absolutely funded a lot of races to put in these leftist lunatic prosecutors who, instead of putting people like these Antifa lunatics away, just let them go. Yeah, just let out another child molester. Just let out another murderer. Yeah, I'm sure it's the system's fault, right? It's not their fault. We cannot have this sort of thing going on and expect our society to continue to function. And it doesn't. I mean, look at a lot of these cities. These cities are collapsing. I was in Portland probably, I would say, a year ago. I can't remember. But it was my first time to Portland. And it was after the big George Floyd riots. And I was there to speak. And yeah, Antifa showed up. We didn't really care. I figure, they're mostly 98-pound little weaklings, so they don't usually bother me too much. But anyways, and then we had a whole lot of good patriot people there. It was a great event. You know, there are good people. Oregon's really sad because there's so many good people in Oregon. Just Portland is really, it's a cancer. It's a cancer in that state, but which is a shame because Portland itself is a beautiful city. So I first time to Portland, I'm flying in, I'm looking, I'm seeing the beautiful mountains and the forests. And I mean, it is gorgeous flying in. You look at this, you're like, oh my gosh. So I'm an outdoors type of person. I love the mountains. I love anything outside. And I'm looking at this. I'm like, man, this place is glorious. And we land and I get out of the plane. I get on, I don't know, Uber or cab or whatever, Lyft, I don't know, something. I get in my ride and, I'm looking around and from a ways out, I'm looking at the downtown. The city looks just beautiful. New buildings, bright, pretty. Just, I'm like, I keep hearing, at the time, I hadn't been there before. So I'm looking around. I'm like, everybody says this is so bad. Well, maybe it's just, some outlying neighborhoods because this is beautiful. I look around on my way into the downtown and I see, endless homeless encampments and just trash everywhere, litter all over the place. Then I get to the downtown and it looks like the zombie apocalypse occurred. I mean, boarded up buildings, brand new, beautiful buildings. Looks like the downtown was probably just really booming right up till the riots. And all sorts of just beautiful stuff. But then a homeless encampment in front of a Gucci store. It's just ridiculous. Things that are just like, what the hell's going on here? Just be careful you don't step on that needle that's on the sidewalk because they're everywhere. And it was just this bizarre thing because you got this city that was, clearly in good shape and apparently doing really well and very pretty. And it's just been overran by filth and garbage. And listen, I'm aware that there are people who are down on their luck and need help, and I'm all about helping them, right? But you don't have to be a hog because you don't have money. You don't have to be littering and defecating on the street. And being poor doesn't mean that you can't have pride or values. But that's not what we have. What we have are people who we make excuses for. I mean, these people are doing heroin right next to City Hall. Where are the police? Where are the prosecutors? Are we okay with this? For you people who live in downtown Portland, who own those buildings or this and other, are you okay with that? I don't understand it. Why would you want to live that way? Why would you tolerate that? I understand people get down on their luck and we should help them. But that doesn't mean that there's an excuse for them to behave that way. That's unacceptable. I'm a dad. Sometimes kids do bad things, so I correct them so that they know to not do bad things. I guess what, these are adults and they're doing bad things. We shouldn't correct them? I'm sorry, but you don't do heroin just outside of the federal court building. It is just not an acceptable thing. Where are the police? Where are the prosecutors? People like Ilhan Omar, who's a bigot, want to suggest that somehow this is tied to race. They want to make this a race fight. They want to make it about turning Americans against each other. This isn't a race fight. This doesn't have anything to do with race. It doesn't have to do with religion. It doesn't have to do with gender or orientation. This is just real simple. I don't think it's acceptable for you, and I don't care whether you are a person of color or not. I don't care if you're rich or poor. I don't care if you're Christian or Muslim or atheist or whatever. I don't think it's okay for you to defecate on a city street. And if you do, I want someone to arrest you and put you in jail or get you the help that you need. If you're smoking crack outside of City Hall, I want you to be arrested and dealt with. Now, maybe the way you're dealt with is you go and get mental help. I don't care. Just do something. I don't want that in my cities. I don't want that where I'm at. I don't think that's too much to ask, right? I don't think it's too much to ask that in our society, we take a stand against things like, I don't know, shooting heroin up on the in the middle of the main thoroughfare of a well-done downtown? I mean, really? We're just okay with that. We're okay with that. We're okay with San Francisco, home of Nancy Pelosi. We're okay with the fact that you have to have a poop spotter app because there's so many homeless people crapping in the streets that you need to actually bring up an app on your phone. And this is a real thing, folks. They have a poop app because so many people poop on the streets. Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi. We're going to go with Pelosi. Maybe we'll stick with that because her city has the poop app. Because that's her city is a giant steaming piece of crap. I mean, really? What, there's not enough money in Silicon Valley to fix this up or to deal with it? I mean, I got an idea. Take $1 billion from a couple of those billionaires out there that are funding every anti-American cause ever and use it to fund a place to put these homeless people where they can get some help. I don't think it's too much to ask that if my wife walks down the street, I don't have to worry about her being assaulted. Right? I mean, I don't know. I don't want to have to look down. Hey, did I step on a needle? Nope. Okay, good. I made it today. That's where we're at. I don't think that's about race. I think that's just asking for some minimal standards in our society. Apparently, there's something wrong with that. Apparently, we should be okay with a poop app. And there should be a new poop app for every city. Every city. Find your local poop app. San Francisco's already got the template. Just find your poop app. Let people know when you find people who've pooped on the street so that someone can come and clean up the poop. The America of 2023. I think we got some work to do, folks. All right. And speaking of avoiding the plagues that you would get from the poop that's on the streets of San Francisco, you need to buy yourself a Genesis HOCL. This is a wonderful machine. You can click on it. We've got a banner ad there. If you click on that and use the Out Loud code at checkout, you got to use Out Loud code. You get a big discount, and it kills germs in the air. So after you've walked through San Francisco and you've got all these filthy poop germs on you and you go into your house and they start spreading, the Genesis HOCL will destroy those filthy poop germs from San Francisco. Get yourself one, use the Out Loud code at checkout, and or just stay out of San Francisco and buy it. All right. Thank you all very much. We will see y'all tomorrow.